93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
And resist, she did. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The woman who climbed up the Statue of Liberty's pedestal, closing the landmark for hours, was part of a Rise and Resist group that also unfurled an Abolish ICE banner protesting the president's immigration policies.
Well, we got her, and she couldn't go any further. I think she realized that, you know, her time was up a bit.
New York City Police Detective Brian Glacken, it took hours to finally get Teresa Como down.
We are told that Como is set to face a judge in federal court in Lower Manhattan today on several misdemeanor charges, including trespassing, and those NYPD officers who quickly sprung into action say she did apologize to them once she came down from Lady Liberty.
Liz Dahlem with Fox 5 TV. Weeks after President Trump met with North Korea's leader, there are concerns Kim Jong-un still secretly doing nuclear work. Secretary of State Pompeo's flying there now. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, Secretary Pompeo is a man on a mission to finalize the details of a denuclearization deal reached at the Singapore summit. He left Joint Base Andrews in the middle of the night and is suspected in Pyongyang on Friday. Pompeo's trip comes as U.S. intelligence reports suggest leader Kim Jong-un is working on weapons programs on the sly. After staying the night in North Korea, Secretary Pompeo will go to Japan to meet with South Korean and Japanese officials. Dave.
Rachel, they keep pumping water out of a cave in Thailand, trying to get 12 boys and their soccer coach found stranded out.
The boys are said to be in good spirits, and they are safe at the moment on that dry plateau deep inside the bowels of the cave. But of course, the weather's going to change. We're told on Saturday that the monsoon rains will start. That could again inundate the caves with flood water.
Sky News' Alex Rossi. The boys have been practicing wearing diving masks and breathing in case they, with the help of professionals, make a swim for it. It's also possible the boys could be stuck there for months. This is Fox News, fair and balanced.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 3030 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 3030.
Make your home an ADT home and help protect against break-ins, fire, and carbon monoxide. Get our lowest rate for fast response monitoring, starting at just $28.99 a month. That's about a dollar a day from the most trusted name in home security. Get ADT's tested, trusted, and proven security and service, now at a great value. Don't wait. Call today. ADT. Always there. Now everywhere. Requires 36-month monitoring contract. Early termination, taxes, and install fees apply. Certain markets excluded. See terms and pricing at ADT.com.
President Trump celebrated the 4th of July with veterans at a military family's picnic at the White House.
Our freedom exists only because there are brave Americans willing to give their lives to defend it and defend our great country.
There was also a concert and, of course, fireworks. Later today, the president will go to Montana to campaign against a Democratic senator. He says John Tester should be a big price for thwarting his VA secretary nominee earlier this year.
The president is expected to hear from both supporters and protesters alike this afternoon in Great Falls. He's holding a rally there to help GOP Senate candidate Matt Rosendale and help Congressman Greg Gianforte, who's running for his first full term to the House. President Trump, who won Montana by 20 points in 2016, is expected to speak about tax cuts, immigration, and other topics. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
One of the top Democrats in Congress is sick. House Minority Whip Steny Hoyer hospitalized in Washington with pneumonia. A spokesman says Hoyer is expected to recover quickly. A black state lawmaker in Oregon had a run-in with the law.
State Representative Janelle Bynum of Oregon says she's probably knocked on over 70,000 doors over the years while campaigning, and this is the first time anyone's called the cops on her. The Oregonian reports Bynum was in the Portland area canvassing a neighborhood this week as she runs for re-election in the fall when a Clackamas County deputy came up to her. Bynum told him she's a state lawmaker canvassing the neighborhood. She says the deputy was very professional and told her that a resident had called to say Bynum appeared to be spending a long period of time at houses. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Wall Street stocks could surge at the opening bell coming off the holiday. Dow futures are now up nearly 200 points. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Hey, good morning. Day after the 4th of July. Hope you had a wonderful Independence Day. My name is Stevie J. It's July 5, and the news brought to you by country financial agent Jesse DeHaan at 1200 West Bloomington Road in Champaign. Working for you in the community, call her for all your insurance needs. Jesse DeHaan at 352-3466.
Good morning. I'm Rich Hancock with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. One firefighter was treated for smoke-related issues, and several people were displaced after a fire broke out on Cruising Lane in Champaign on Independence Day. One of the tenants said the smoke was coming from the utility room. Governor Bruce Rauner has again condemned Arthur Jones, the Holocaust denier running for Congress as a Republican. The neo-Nazi ran unopposed for Illinois' 3rd District GOP nomination. United Airlines' sudden departure from service at Willard Airport may have an impact on Parkland's Institute of Aviation. Another instructor gave notice he's leaving Parkland for a commercial airline to help with the national pilot shortage. And a 25-year-old University of Illinois student is accused of exposing himself to several women off campus. He's been served notices to appear in court for public indecency. You're up to date. I'm Rich Hancock.
Most people understand the need for life insurance, but not many want to talk about why it's essential to your financial plan. It may seem intimidating, but it doesn't have to be. Don't get overwhelmed. Get started with Country Financial. Follow Jesse DeHaan on Facebook. Call her today at 352-3466. She can work with you to find the life insurance that gives you protection you need at the price you can afford. Life insurance policies issued by Country Life Insurance Company and Country Investors Life Assurance Company, Bloomington, Illinois.
Here is your weather brought to you by the Blossom Basket. Florist from Simple is simply magnificent with two locations, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham and Urbana, 367 Rose, or blossombasket.com. Cloudy, hot, and humid. We have a heat advisory in effect throughout central Illinois till about 7 tonight. High today, 90. Chance of rain, about 50-50. Chance of rain tonight, overnight, 70. Partly sunny, hey, less humid tomorrow, high 83. Friday, partly sunny, high 86. Currently 72. Ed, you there?
I'm here. I'm waiting. How you doing?
Ladies and gentlemen, I was up late watching the Cardinals, by the way.
Oh, man. Yeah, that was good last night.
Yeah, it was.
A good one.
President, Eagle Form Fund, former Missouri State GOP chair, author of The Conservative Case for Trump, Ed Martin. Yeah. How in the heck are you?
I'm doing great. Good to be with you. And the Cardinals, I just was studying it. They're not in the best position, but they're okay. We'll get there. We're going to slog through the summer and hopefully pick things up.
Well, that's a key word. I knew everything. Nobody calls me. I knew we were a biscuit short. I knew we'd be a wild card fighter, but dang it. I need another thumper. Yeah. I need a thumper.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, I'll tell you a quick story. We went to the game a few weeks ago, second or third row in the bleachers, and my daughter, Dexter Fowler, threw the ball after warming up into the stands, and she reached up and caught the ball. It's the first time I've ever got a ball, family and I, at a game. And I said to my daughter last night, the good thing is Dexter Fowler can throw. The problem is he can't hit.
Okay. I was going to say, insert cynical line here. And it's Ed Martin again, the conservative case for Trump. All right. So Monday we'll hear who the nominee will be. I'm kind of rooting for the conservative woman out of Chicago.
Yeah, I like that too. Amy Barrett, I think that's who you mean. But here's, let me tell you just a quick context. Last time with Neil Gorsuch, who's now on the Supreme Court, the process was really very simple and streamlined. It was a couple interviews, president like Gorsuch, picked him, and it went forward. This time it's wide open. There's a lot of people weighing in. It feels a little bit more like a reality TV show, although most of America is at the lake or with family, so maybe they're not paying attention. But there really are 6, 7, 8, 9 candidates who've been interviewed, if you include Senator Mike Lee. And they're really, I happened to talk to somebody yesterday who just gotten a call from the White House, and they said, you know, it's really wide open. And so you're seeing people weigh in on this now with preferences. You know, there's a Michigan, Supreme Court of Michigan judge, Joan Larson, who's now on the federal bench. People are weighing in for her. There's a few others. And so it's wide open. I don't think we really know, and we may not know until Monday when the president announces it.
Well, and again, does it matter? I mean, you're going to get Sarah Palin if you're put up as a woman here. That there's no doubt about that. And the Republicans can get them through no matter what. Plus, you've got the Democratic problem. See Heidi Heitkamp, Joe Manchin at all. I mean, so you're probably going to get Democrats voting. There's nothing, I don't think, the Democrats can do to stop this.
Well, you've said two things that are really accurate and I think important. Number one is whoever is picked is going to have a level of scrutiny and a level of intensity like we've not seen probably. You know, when in a world where Sarah Huckabee Sanders is tossed out of a chicken restaurant because of her job, you know, we're just in a different world. The second thing you point out is very important for the public to hear. The fact is that Mitch McConnell has, I'm not a fan of some of his policies, but he is a very good leader of the Senate. And I spoke to somebody yesterday. They told me, look, Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins, two moderate Republicans, they'll vote with Mitch McConnell. They're not going to be the ones that hold up a Supreme Court pick. Don't worry about it. So you're right. It's going to be a lot of gnashing of teeth, and ultimately a nominee is going to be confirmed. One last comment, though. The politics gets a little bit ugly for, I think, for the Democrats. If they do this wrong, the country looks up and says, you know what? You guys are really nasty and mean and on the fringe. And I don't always love these Republicans, but in the fall, I'm going to be a little bit more open to them than I am now. I think there's some chance of that, as you point out, in West Virginia, Missouri, and Heidi Heitkamp in North Dakota.
We are in such a contentious time when you're starting to, you know, confront people that work in the administration. My question, Ed Martin, is how do we get out of this?
Well, I think that, you know, you're seeing, I think what has to happen is the leadership needs to come from the left. I that's funny to say, but you can't, I don't think you can talk people that are in this state of mind out of it. I said, but we think we need some of the prominent leaders on the left to say, hey, wait a second, and help break the spell. I mean, again, I like what Trump's policies are, but I know people that don't agree with his policies. But the hysteria on the left and the negativity, it has to come. I've always held a grudge, I will say, against Hillary Clinton after she lost. She didn't help break the spell of the $1 billion or so she'd spent saying Trump was evil. You know, I thought she owed it to America to help break that spell. So I think one of the ways is going to be some people on the left being big enough to do that. But, you know, when CNN and other TV stations, cable stations are pounding a message that is so hysterical, it's hard to see how that happens. But we've got to hope for that. And I think, you know, most Americans are seeing more jobs and more opportunities and more optimism. And I think the engine of America keeps churning on and hopefully leaves behind some of this negativity.
A conservative case for Trump. How do people get that?
Well, the best you can buy it at any of your booksellers, but the best site for us is PhyllisSchlafly.com. My old boss, Phyllis Schlafly, so it's just spell her name, PhyllisSchlafly.com. You can find all of our stuff there and more information about our books and our writings and things right on the website.
I'm not buying the blue wave. Are you?
Oh, no, not at all. No, I think, in fact, the blue wave's gone now, and the question is whether it's turning. No, I think that polling shows the generic ballot, meaning pick a Republican or Democrat, is close. And then it becomes, as you just pointed out, it's a state-by-state race, especially for the Senate. In Florida now, the very pretty popular governor is taking on the incumbent for Senate. Well, that's going to be a race where Republicans pick up. And I've been predicting for a few months now, about 2 months, I think the Senate, the Republicans will pick up 4 or 5, maybe 6 seats in the Senate, and they'll hold the House by an easy margin. So
oh,
it's not a blue wave, no.
Love Ed Martin every time we chat. Phyllis Schlafly. .com. He could be the next general manager and president of baseball operations for the St. Louis Cardinals. Ed Martin. Always a pleasure, my friend. Thanks so much.
All right. Talk again soon.
That's Ed Martin down in St. Louis, political strategist, does analysis, president of the Eagle Forum. Phyllis Schlafly, a really conservative woman, passed away a number of years ago, but very prominent in the 70s and 80s and 90s. All right, ESPN 93.5, check your sports coming up. Love going to Houlihan's, iHotel, Conference Center, Houlihan's Restaurant, best property in downstate Illinois. And I'll be darned, it's July 5th. Jake Tater and Dyke Corson. Tatar? I don't know how to say Jake's last name. Anyway, it's patio play tonight. Jake and Dyke will be on the patio tonight at Houlihan's. If you want to go and have a wonderful dinner and have great music from all these great local musicians every Thursday night. Sam has that under control. Saw Sam last night at the fireworks at Houlihan's, working it as always. The best customer service man in the world. Sam at the iHotel Conference Center, Houlihan's Restaurant. Go try that steak wedge salad I speak of. Heck, the burger and fries are great. Don't forget they're open, you know, 7 days a week, and they do serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's Houlihan's, all, again, part of the best property in Downstate Illinois, south of the State Farm Center at First Street and St. Mary's Road in Champaign. Houlihan's Restaurant for your next business gathering, any gathering. It's Houlihan's. ESPN 93.5. I'm Stevie J. Diane Ducey has the week off. It's Thursday. It'll feel like Monday for a bit. I hope you had a great 4th of July. God bless America. Now sports. The Chicago Cubs have won 6 in a row to beat the Tigers yesterday. Was that Javier Baez stealing home? Come on, man. Cubs over the Tigers 5-2. Now 6 in a row. Still chasing those darn Brewers. Cubs are off today. Cardinals came from behind. It was late. They got 5 in the 7th, 2 more in the 8th. They beat the Arizona Diamondbacks 8-4 last night in the desert.
This Redbird Recap is brought to you by Travel Wisconsin. Plan your fun today at TravelWisconsin.com.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney. The Cardinals are in San Francisco, where they will open a 4-game series tonight at AT&T Park. But last night, some fireworks for the Cardinals as a home run by Yadier Molina capped off a 5-run inning that started with a home run by Jairo Munoz off Hirano, the losing pitcher. Michaelis got the win.
He'll face Molina with two runners aboard. We're in the 7th inning. First pitch is hit hard to right field. Backing up Jay towards the track, towards the wall. Home run, Yadier Molina. 3-run shot, and the Cardinals now lead 6-2.
Michael has certainly deserved a win. He was outstanding again. He picked up his 9th victory. Bud Norris was able to close it out. Jordan Hicks got some very important outs late in the game when the Diamondbacks were trying to come back on their own. But 7 late runs for the Cardinals, 8 runs, 13 hits in total. That's the story.
Though the Cardinals won 2 out of 3 from the Arizona Diamondbacks, and they finished the season series 3-3 with Arizona. It's Luke Weaver on the mound tonight here in San Francisco. Johnny Cueto, 3-0. He'll be pitching for the Giants, and we'll be on the air at 8:20 with a pregame show.
Hi, folks. This is Wisconsin Tourism Secretary Stephanie Klett, and I'm here to tell you about Gemütlichkeit. It's a feeling of friendship, warmth, and good cheer. Where can you find Gemütlichkeit? You'll find it all around Wisconsin at events like the Wisconsin State Water Ski Show Championship in Wisconsin Rapids, or Fish Day in Port Washington, or German Fest in Milwaukee, or the Mile of Music in Appleton, or the Pig in the Pines in St. Germain, or, you know what, just go to TravelWisconsin.com for all the Gemütlichkeit you can handle.
All right, so the Cardinals win. They won 2 out of 3. They end their season series with the Diamondbacks 3-3 because early on, you'll remember, Arizona came into St. Louis and took 2 out of 3 from the Cardinals. They returned the favor last night. The Brewers, dang it. Brewers beat Minnesota 3-2. Standings in the National League Central. The Brewers are in first. The Cubbies are in second, 1 game back. Cardinals sit in third, 6.5 back this morning. And at Wimbledon, Roger Federer and Serena Williams both cruised to victories in the third round yesterday in London. That's sports. On to BMW Champaign, drivechampaign.com. Drove Grace in 2 parades yesterday for Miss Illinois 2018. We were in Rantoul as the Grand Marshal. Thank you, Belinda Allen. It was really wonderful to see the great people of Rantoul. We were in a BMW convertible. It was awesome. It is really, really nice. Go check it out. Light blue, hard top. It's an engineering marvel to watch that BMW fold down. It's unbelievable, and it's available today. Honda BMW, drivechampaign.com, drivechampaign.com. Go say hey to my friend Ben Quattrone. Honda BMW, the official vehicle and the provider for the vehicle for Miss Illinois 2018. Okay, we check your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast brought to you by CMI. You need help with your janitorial supplies? CMIclean.com. They've got it all, and I've used it all. They're terrific. Locally owned and operated by Betsy and Brad Parks. You've got sheets that need washed, dishes. They've got all the restaurant stuff and the equipment. 359-6262, CMIclean.com. Heat advisory today, high of 90, but the heat advisory throughout central Illinois. Chance of rain about 50-50. Overnight low of 70. Partly sunny, less humid tomorrow, 83. Friday, partly sunny, 86, so a little bit better. Currently 72, Fox Business Minute brought to you by Starla Carr. Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Starla at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. I'm Stevie J at 720.
Get a better idea of how the economy is doing when the Federal Reserve releases the minutes from its June meeting. Following that meeting, the Fed raised short-term interest rates by a quarter of a percentage point. The parent company of Saks Fifth Avenue and Lord & Taylor is selling half of its European business. Hudson's Bay will receive more than $1 billion in cash from the deal. The buyer is Austrian real estate company Signa, which will receive a majority stake in the Kaufhof retail chain and Saks OFF 5TH stores in Europe. China-based tech company Baidu is now mass-producing self-driving buses. Engadget says it plans to sell the buses in China and other countries. It already has a partnership to launch a self-driving minibus service in Japan. The Dow dropped 132 on Tuesday, NASDAQ down 65. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
You don't remember days, you remember moments. But when the old tapes and photos that hold your cherished memories degrade, or worse, you lose them, they're gone forever. Hi, I'm Nick Mako.
And I'm Adam Baselager. We started Legacy Box to help you preserve those irreplaceable moments.
Load your Legacy Box with your old tapes, film, pictures, and audio, and send them in. You'll get them back on DVD or a convenient thumb drive.
Visit LegacyBox.com/USA. And for a limited time, you'll get 40% off your order. LegacyBox.com/USA.
You had a dream of opening your business, and you took a risk to build it. At Busey, we understand your goals and dreams continue to evolve as you position your business for growth, look towards retirement, and plan for future generations. Achieve your dreams. Busey is here to help. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. Busey. Your dream, our promise. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Racing action is back this Friday night at the Farmers City Raceway in Farmers City, Illinois. It's Bomb Chevrolet Buick UMP Summer Nationals. 10,000 to win late models. Plus 1,500 to win Dirt Car Summit Modified Nationals. Gates open at 3 p.m. Hot laps at 6:30. Racing begins at 7:30. General admission, just $25. Kids 12 and under are free. Pit passes are $40 for adults, just $15 for kids. At the Farmers City Raceway, where we'll sell you the whole seat, but you only need the edge.
ESPN 93.5, I'm Stevie J. Good to have you listening. Hey, you can always text in anything, 359-2255. Monday will be a pretty big news day as President Trump will announce his pick for the Supreme Court. I expect it to get through by October. I think many, many people do. And I don't think there are those three, particularly those three Democrats, Heidi Heitkamp, Joe Donnelly, Indiana, and Joe Manchin, West Virginia, that they can vote against this pick. I really don't think so. So there's going to be a lot of Ed Martin saying, you know, teeth gnashing, but not a lot of people can do. It's going to be 5-4 and perhaps a little more conservative Anthony Kennedy. But we'll see. We'll see what happens Monday. That's going to be a pretty big story. Well, I hope you had a great 4th of July. I was at the fireworks last night. I thought it was really, really good. Fireworks is so cool when you're right there. And we were, again, over at Houlihan's and enjoyed the heck out of them. Just really, really fun and fun to be out. Boy, it was really, really hot. We were sweating just walking outside. The parade was great. We went up to Rantoul. Well, I drove Grace in the Rantoul parade where she served as Grand Marshal, saw many friends. And Rantoul is a very nice parade. It's the first time I've been to it. We started at the, was it Maple Grove Shopping Center? And then went down 136, turned on, Grove Street, finished, I think, in Wabash Park. Anyway, very nice. And a lot of people attended up Rantoul, but it was at 9:30, so we had time to go from there and then hurry back to Champaign to get in line for the 11:05 step off of the Freedom Celebration Parade. Grace enjoyed doing that, and as we all did. But a lot of people, I don't know how many people. Did anybody ever count how many people are at our parade? I mean, tens of thousands, right? I mean, that's just a lot of people. And I remember the old days where the route started and you came down Lincoln and then turned on Florida. But now you kind of go backwards and still getting used to that. But anyway, it was great, and it was just fun to see everybody out. And a lot of smiles, a lot of waving. Not as many super soakers as I remember in the past. And the Miss Illinois 2018 did get super soaked once by a little kid, but she smiled and waved. It was fun. It was really fun. I had a little cookout. So it's middle of the week, so a whole bunch of people. I can always tell when I drive in. I can tell how many people are off work on a particular week. This is a big week off for a whole bunch of folks. I think it just was perfect because you could leave Friday, last Friday, essentially get 10 days that only cost four because, of course, 4th of July, and then you only take 4 days off. So it all worked out pretty well, and I think a lot of people are enjoying the week. Anyway, good having you here, ESPN 93.5. We are going live, my friends, to the White House next with John Decker. Also, hope to hear from Greg Palcott. He's over there, and where is Greg today? He's with Fox Television. Occasionally, we get to have those reporters on from time to time. I guess Greg will be in the London Bureau this morning, but I think he's one of the really good ones going, covering international stuff. He'll talk about those kids in the cave in Thailand where the water and all of that. Based on everything, and I really got to get more of a picture of this because I don't understand, except that they're trapped by high waters and they've got the best cave divers in the world that are over there, and we're supplying some of them. But it might just have to be where you wait 4 months. If you can supply them with some of the food and drink that they need, in 4 months they could walk out. But the waters are high, monsoon season, they're expecting more rain. If you can keep them safe, because apparently to get these kids out of this cave in Thailand, it's really dangerous and really, really hard. It's one of those mile-and-a-half dives. You can't see anything, so they're trying to talk to the kids. They're probably going to have to sedate them so that they don't panic, and then a full mask where you can't drop the regulator out, and then you just pull them down with a rope kind of guiding you. These are brave divers that are trying to figure all this out. In any event, we'll try and get hold of Greg Palcott and get some more details on those soccer kids trapped in that cave. Busey social media followers can enter to win familiar favorite and a new giveaway in 2018. If you'll connect with our friends at Busey on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, you can participate in Fulfilling Dreams in Friday Freebie. Here's how it works. Fulfilling Dreams is already going. You have a chance to receive $1,500. Here's how you enter. To win 1,500 Busey MasterCard gift card, you connect with Busey on Facebook. Share your dream. Share your dream. You got dreams? Share them. The dream with the most likes in Busey's Facebook photo album wins a $1,500 Busey MasterCard gift card. One winner will be chosen monthly through the end of the year. For rulesbusey.com/150. Then the Friday freebie continues throughout the year. Guess the amount of cash or coin pictured on Facebook to enter to win a $100 digital gift card. If you connect with Busey on Facebook, look for Friday freebie video or photo. Post your guess. The first person to guess correctly or the closest guess that doesn't go over wins a $100 digital gift card. Busey, excited to continue fulfilling dreams and awarding a follower each Friday freebie in 2018. Do not miss your chance to win big. Connect with Busey on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram today. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member, FDIC. Cardinal baseball late tonight. Cubs are off tonight. Cardinals in San Francisco to start a four-game series. You'll hear it right here on ESPN 93.5. We'll be on the broadcast around 8:20. Don't miss this summer. Don't let the summer pass you by without a trip to Busch Stadium. Cardinals host the Reds weekend of July 13th through the 15th. Great giveaways all weekend long, including the Adam Wainwright bobblehead presented by SSM Health, Cardinal Glennon Children's Hospital. Get your tickets now at cardinals.com/promotions.
It seems like in every home, there's at least one room that's either too hot or too cold. Well, it doesn't have to be that way. Mitsubishi Electric has your comfort solution. Mitsubishi Electric cooling and heating systems are up to 40% more efficient with no ductwork and whisper quiet. Individual room control, giving you the freedom to find your perfect comfort level and save money, too. Make your whole home comfortable again. See Lance Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing for your comfort solution and live better.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands from Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Lands is your local Mitsubishi Electric Diamond dealer. Our technicians are experts at solving your comfort needs, one room or your whole house. Let us show you how a Mitsubishi Electric Heating and Cooling System can save you money now. Your comfort is our priority. Call Lands today at 1-800-AIR-REPAIR or find us online at landsinc.com. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattrone and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Brewash and Savoy, online, Drive Champaign.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. A New York City woman who climbed the base of the Statue of Liberty to protest President Trump's immigration policies will be in federal court this morning. Fox 5 New York's Liz Dahlem.
The stunt forcing officials to shut down the historic landmark.
Everyone just kind of like was freaking out a tiny bit. There were families that were trying to roll push forward and trying to get off as quickly as they could.
The woman identified as Therese Okumu scaled the 25-foot space from the observation deck.
The standoff lasted 4 hours. Six other people were arrested unfurling a banner at the statue's pedestal. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is on his way back to North Korea.
His mission, nail down the details of a plan to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula. U.S. Intelligence reports suggest leader Kim Jong-un is secretly working on nuclear and ballistic missile programs. Secretary Pompeo will stop in Tokyo on the way home to meet with South Korean and Japanese officials.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. Fox News. We report, you decide.
ESPN 93.5 local news brought to you by your 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. When you plan to buy your next home, go with Justin Gensler and the 217 Mortgage Team at Illinois National Bank. Visit them at their new location, 217 South Neal, in downtown Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Rich Hancock with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The Champaign City Council has voted to comply with the Small Wireless Facilities Deployment Act, a state law to address plans for upcoming 5G networks. 5G boasts faster connections and download speeds for devices like computers, cell phones, and tablets. Former Savoy Fire Department Captain D.J. Dunn apologized to his victim before being sentenced to 36 years in prison for drugging and raping a probationary firefighter at his home. Dunn was sentenced to 15 years on each of two counts and 6 years on a third to be served consecutively. University of Illinois professor LaVanya Marla, along with Dartmouth and MIT professors, have developed an aircraft scheduling model to reduce flight delays. And Japan House at UIUC will celebrate 20 years in its permanent home this September at the annual Japanese Temple Festival. You're up to date. I'm Rich Hancock.
We're your 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. Hi, this is Justin Gensler. What makes us your 217 team? Well, you get two experienced mortgage specialists, myself and David Nelson. We have one convenient location in downtown Champaign at 217 South Neal, and we're available for you 7 days a week. Call 217-530-4350 or visit IllinoisNationalBank.com. When you plan to buy your next home, go with the 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 47721. David's NMLS is 1718338. Justin's NMLS is 611367.
Here's your weather brought to you by Timberworks. They cut trees. They can trim branches. They can take stumps out. Timberworks217.com if you want to look them up. They serve all over Central Illinois. And they have climbers, people that climb and can accurately cut what you're talking about. Why don't you get a free quote? Nothing to lose. 260-8522. Free quote, Timberworks. They take your tree service to new heights. Oh, we do have a heat advisory. You have to be aware of that. Be careful. Well, just be aware it's going to be hot again today, but it looks like a little bit better here in the next few days. High today around 90, heat advisory all day for Central Illinois. Then for tonight, chance of rain later today and tonight, 50-50. Then tomorrow looks better, partly sunny, less humid, high around 83. Friday, partly sunny, high around 86, currently 72 in Champaign-Urbana. ESPN 93.5 734. Diane's off today. Mr. Decker?
Hey, good morning to you. How are you doing today, Steve?
I'm fine. Cue music.
John Decker. John Decker. John Decker. I want to talk to John Decker. He is the one we know. I want to talk to John Decker. He's at the White House in press room.
There he is, ladies and gentlemen. Without getting too much into news, it's Federer at Wimbledon, correct? What do you say?
He's the favorite. I think he's going to be tough to beat, but I think Rafa Nadal's looking pretty good, too. Well-rested, you know, took some time off after winning the French Open, and he certainly looked good in his first two. I think he's playing right now, as a matter of fact, but he certainly looked good in the first match that he played at Wimbledon.
Isn't there some sort of tennis channel you could moonlight on the weekends or something? I mean, you'd be really good at that, I think.
Yeah, I guess. I guess you could do that.
Have you been there? I have covered
some of the Grand Slams, however, so it's not that far afield.
Right. You've been to Wimbledon, though?
I have been. I've been all four Grand Slams.
Wow.
Yes, I've been to Wimbledon, yes.
John Decker, ace reporter, ace amateur tennis player, and tennis follower. Okay.
There you go.
Montana.
Yes.
Is that John Tester up there? Is that the senator that...
John Tester, yes. John Tester is the senator who's also up for re-election in the midterm elections. I think he's going to do well. I think he's probably going to get re-elected there. The president very much would like to see him defeated. John Tester is facing his Republican challenger is the state auditor, Matt Rosendale. And, you know, I think that what you're seeing with John Tester is, you know, he stayed true to his roots, and the people of Montana recognize that. You know, when he's off from his duties here in Washington, he goes back home to Montana. He's a third-generation farmer, and he spends 12 hours a day farming. So this is a person that knows his state, knows the people of Montana pretty well, and I think, you know, the president's going to have a tough time convincing Montanans to reject him in the midterm election, Stevie.
But, you know, he won the state by 20, Donald Trump, so he wouldn't kind of influence to say this guy isn't who I want. Would they not honor that because he is a Montanian?
Yeah, you know, the thing of it is that Montanans, they, you know, you just look who they send to the Senate. Max Baucus served in the Senate for many years. He's a Democrat. You know, so they split their tickets. You know, they vote one way, the top of the ticket for president. They may vote another way for senator or for governor. And with John Tester, you know, I think that he's going to certainly face, you know, some stiff winds in the sense that the president's supporting his opponent. But it's kind of like West Virginia. You know, I think Joe Manchin's likely going to win re-election, even though the president won that state by 41 points. So, you know, this is people just judged in certain states. People just judge the candidates based upon what they've done or what they will do rather than just simply based upon endorsements.
John Decker, live from the White House, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, ace Fox News reporter who's probably been in the Oval Office more than he's been in his own living room. John Decker. All right, so you told us about Trump about 2-3 months before it happened. What's your sense on the Supreme Court pick?
Oh, you know, the president has narrowed his choices from 25 down to 7. You know, I on that list, 2 women. And, you know, I think, you know, what we saw in 1981 is President Reagan following through with actually a campaign promise. He said, if there's a vacancy on the Supreme Court, I'm going to nominate a woman. And in 1981, that's what he did. He nominated Sandra Day O'Connor. I think the president, you know, he has 2 finalists on the list who are women, and Amy Coney Barrett is one of them. You know, he may be, you know, taking an extra look at her, or the president may decide, you know, if he hits it off with one of these individuals that he's met with, Brett Kavanaugh, Raymond Kethledge, Tom Hardiman, who's got a great story. You know, while he was attending Georgetown Law School, he made money by driving a taxi. You know, that's a pretty cool personal story.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's really a matter of who does the president, number one, hit it off with. And I would not be surprised. This may sound crazy. I would not be surprised if the president has 8x10 glossies of each of these candidates, and he lays them out on the Resolute desk, and he says to himself, who looks the part?
Oh.
That's the way the president operates. Huh. Who looks the part? And I think that's in good measure why Neil Gorsuch got the first nomination. He looked the part. I'm obviously well qualified, but But the president just hit it off with them, and he said, this is what my first Supreme Court justice ought to look like. And so I think that's factoring into a lot of what the president will decide, and he'll make that decision likely in a primetime press conference like he did with Neil Gorsuch on Monday.
Well, anybody on that list, I think people in the conservative community probably be happy. And if you pick a woman, John, I mean, she's going to get Sarah Palin, isn't she? It doesn't matter. You're going to get pounded.
She is. You know, that's why, you know, if you choose a candidate who's going to get pounded, you got to make sure that they can withstand it, withstand the heat, no matter whether it's a woman or a man. You know, everyone's going to get pounded. So the president realizes that of those seven individuals on that list, he's got to pick someone who's going to be able to withstand it, withstand the pressure, withstand all the attacks, both on their judicial record and maybe even personally. And that, I think, factors into everything as well.
Did you have the day off yesterday, or were you working?
I did.
Oh,
I did. I was lucky. I had the day off.
Do any parades or fireworks, anything at all?
Fireworks. Fireworks here in the nation's capital, you know, they're always amazing.
Really?
How about you? What you did?
Yeah, fireworks. Watched them here in Champaign-Urbana. I mean,
nice.
I would think, was it over the Potomac? Where do they have fireworks in Washington?
Yeah, that's right. They have them on the National Mall. So, you know, what I typically do is my wife and I go down to the waterfront where the Potomac is, and you just got a great, great view from down there. It's not far from where I live. You can drive there, grab a spot on the street. You know, there's no metered parking.
Neat. And, wonderful.
That's what I do.
Well, it's awesome. Of course, you have to deal with the paparazzi, and I feel for you, buddy.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Hey, listen, keep up your fine reporting. We'll continue to track when John...
Hey, Stevie, when we speak next week around this time, we'll know who the president's nominee is. That'll be pretty interesting talking about that next
fascinating
week.
Fascinating going to the midterms. It's going to be fascinating. John Decker, ace reporter, you're the best.
Thanks a lot, Stevie. Have a great day. Good weekend, too.
You too. John Decker live at the White House, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Every week we talk to him. He's the top Washington, when it comes to White House presidential stuff, he's really, really good. And he's always in the Oval Office firing questions and stuff. And I think they really like him and respect him. Sarah Huckabee Sanders calls on him every day at the big presser that they have there. In any event, good to have you listening. John Decker live at the White House, ESPN 93.5. Check your sports headlines coming up. You were not awake when the Cardinals rallied last night, because it was after midnight. I mean, it was late. I, of course, my duty was to be able to explain it to you, so I have that for you. We'll do that next. ESPN 93.5, 742.
Hey, next time you pay for parking, forget the spare change and use Mobile Meter instead. It's available all over Champaign-Urbana, and it's the easiest way to pay for parking. Download the Mobile Meter app, store your credit card information, then select how long you want to park. That easy. Download the Mobile Meter app or go to mobilemeter.us.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Will Cain.
This is a high-risk, low-reward proposition. The truth of the matter is this. The league aren't the only ones that should be frightened. The Golden State Warriors should be frightened of this prospect as well. The Golden State Warriors had a title. They had certainty. They had drama already cut out of the NBA before they signed DeMarcus Cousins. You could ask yourself, what did they really do? They were running away with the title before they signed Cousins. So what did they inject into the system? What did they add? You know what I think DeMarcus Cousins is? I think DeMarcus Cousins is a free radical. I don't even know what a free radical is, but I know what it implies. It's something that is not encumbered by rules and is extreme. That's Boogie Cousins. He's encumbered by none of your rules, none of your coaching techniques, none of your dictatorial lessons. He'll do what he wants. He'll do what he thinks is right, and he will be great. Or he will tear your team apart.
On the streets of Miami, speed is the law. So when a corn dog goes after the wrong girl...
Oh, heartburn!
One man will bring her Tums Ultra Strength.
I'm on my way.
Don't get wrecked by heartburn. Nothing works faster than Tums.
Your mustard's fast, but my Tums are faster.
And with Tums on the go rules, it's never been easier to leave heartburn behind.
You did it.
Yeah. You gonna finish that corn dog?
Tums Ultra Strength, available in a store near you.
What's that?
A frozen McCafe cold brew frappe.
So it's colder than cold brew?
Colder than an Alaskan outhouse.
Colder than a drafty igloo?
Colder than a penguin staring contest.
Colder than a Meter Maid's heart.
colder than a breakup text on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I gotta get one of those.
The strong, smooth taste of cold brew coffee, ice blended into rich, creamy drinks. The new McCafe Cold Brew Frappe and Cold Brew Frozen Coffee. They're colder than cold brew. At participating McDonald's now for a limited time.
ESPN 93.5 Sports. Headlines, the Cubbies have won six in a row. They beat the Tigers yesterday 5-2. Home run by Wilson Contreras. Javier Baez stole home. Cubbies are on a roll. Six in a row. But they're still not in first. Cubbies are off today. Cardinals win. They came from behind. Got five in the seventh. Two more in the eighth. They beat the Arizona Diamondbacks 8-4 late.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney. The Cardinals are in San Francisco where they will open a four-game series tonight at AT&T Park. But last night, some fireworks for the Cardinals as a home run by Yadier Molina capped off a five-run inning that started with a home run by Jairo Munoz off Hirano, the losing pitcher. Michaelis got the win.
He'll face Molina. With two runners aboard, we're in the seventh inning. First pitch is hit hard to right field. Backing up Jay towards the track, towards the wall. Home run, Yadier Molina. Three-run shot, and the Cardinals now lead 6-2.
Michaelis certainly deserved a win. He was outstanding again. He picked up his ninth victory. Bud Norris was able to close it out. Jordan Hicks got some very important outs late in the game when the Diamondbacks were trying to come back on their own. But seven late runs for the Cardinals, eight runs, 13 hits in total. That's the story.
Though the Cardinals won two out of three from the Arizona Diamondbacks, and they finished the season series 3-3 with Arizona. It's Luke Weaver on the mound tonight here in San Francisco. Johnny Cueto, 3-0. He'll be pitching for the Giants, and we'll be on the air at 8:20 with a pregame show.
Right here on ESPN 93.5, the Brewers beat Minnesota 3-2. Milwaukee in first place. The Cubs one back. Cardinals 6.5 back. And at Wimbledon, Roger Federer and Serena Williams both cruised to victories in the third round. 7:47 at sports.
Hello.
You up?
Hit the mute button.
Ladies and gentlemen, Steve Suderman. We normally call him on Wednesdays. It's Thursday, 4th of July. Did you see him?
Well, I missed you yesterday.
What'd you do? I mean, he's sitting by your phone on the 4th of July?
Yeah, not hardly.
All right, so I hope you had a great 4th.
We did. It was great. We watched the fireworks on the 3rd at the Country Club.
Oh, that's a nice one.
Now, like, we're members. We live close enough to go there anyway. So last night, the TV specials were on. Fireworks on TV, they're boring. But the show, the stuff that was going on, I mean, there was Blake Shelton. There was there was some pretty good stuff with the Macy's Stars and Stripes military band going all out. Flipped over to PBS. There was the Beach Boys.
Ooh.
And there's nothing more American than the Beach Boys.
Yeah.
So I know a lot of people might have had that stuff on in their house. That is not compelling without some music enhancement on your television.
Now, let me guess. You had it pretty doggone good on yours.
And I can crank it, too, if I want to. And it doesn't matter that I'm an old guy. I like it turned up when it's something like, we'll have fun, you know, going on.
Yeah.
So, to that end, we want to tune up your tunes. My surround sound system made that stuff darn compelling. Not the fireworks, just the music and stuff. But Klipsch is bringing out some new stuff we know. We're going to go 20% off on everything Klipsch in stock through the month. And look for new stuff. Paradigm has all new speakers, and they set a mark on the wall for others to shoot at. We're just thrilled with them. Got the first set out the other day. It's Polk soundbars. If you don't want to go all out with surround sound, you can get a soundbar and tune up your speakers. That all of them are $50 off, so even as low as $250, you can get a pretty nice enhancement to your TV. If you need power, we've got Sony ES receivers with a 5-year warranty. Got some Onkyo closeout deals that are will let you tune the tunes without busting the budget. And if you need help hooking it up, well, you'll get it.
Yeah, because you guys do that. You've done that a number of times, I know, over the past few years. So anyway, so people can come out and they'll see sight and sound like never before. They're going to go, man, how much? And you do financing.
And it's free. We got 12 months same as cash on just about everything. So, you know, that's a, like I say, don't bust the budget. And The stand behind it part is what I'm proud of here.
No. That's everything. I'm telling you. You call the big box stores, and Josh doesn't work there anymore, man. Come on.
1-800, I don't care.
All right, how do people get the Good Vibes, locally owned and operated, North Prospect, right?
Right, 1501 North Prospect, and at gvibes.com on the web.
You're the man. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thanks, Steve.
Steve Suderman, weather now brought to you by Watts Copy Systems, your local copier printer specialist in Champaign-Urbana for the past 34 years. WattsCopy.com. We do have a heat advisory for Central Illinois pretty much all day. Just be aware of that. High today, 90, 50, 50 chance of rain today, tonight. Cooler tomorrow, 83, less humid. That'll feel great. And then 86 on Friday. Currently 73, ESPN, 93.5.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib, and this is your Motivational Minute. This week is the 4th of July. Every 4th of July is a time of remembrance for me. I remember when I first arrived in America. I remember how nice the people were to me. I recall the good deeds done by people. Repeated good deeds. Good people represented a good America to me, and for that, I am grateful. Now, 4.5 decades later, it's easy to forget my first years here, and the contrast between the peace we have in this country versus the hell that is back there. It's normal to forget. That's why the Jews were commanded to remember their deliverance by teaching it to their children, talking about it when they sat home and when they lie down when they got up, so that their days and the days of their children may be many. It's easy to forget, so every year I put flags in my yard, many flags, a simple way for me to remember. Will you do something this week to remind you of the goodness of America? I'm Habib Habib, and this was your Motivational Minute. Happy 4th of July to you and your whole family.
ESPN 93.5, it's Troy Lands. Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing.
Good morning.
Was it Dale that came to my house, the plumber?
Yes.
Yeah, so he... He's really, really good, by the way. I mean, he's really good.
Did you expect anything different from us?
No, but yeah, I thought I'd say it anyway. Anyway, so he said, you need a new thing on the sprayer.
Mm-hmm.
And so I took it upon myself, and 8 days later, I got her done.
All right.
Yeah. So I put that thing on, a sprayer, and I had to, screw that sucker off lefty-loosey. So I remembered how to do that. And because of my training at Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing, I knew to go righty-tighty, and I squirted on, and it didn't leak.
That's awesome.
And I told Jen, I said, look, it's not leaking. So I feel pretty good about the tutorial that Dale gave me. And
you can cross that one off the honeydew list. Huh?
I'm feeling pretty good about things, so if you do need extra guys, I might be available.
Yeah, work around your schedule would be interesting.
All right, so we've got, golly, ACs and everything else. You guys have been busy.
Yes, it's been quite a run of ACs. It's been miserable. It's hot. Their tongues are hanging out, and if they're dirty, you have outdoor coils that get leaves and from the fall, and maybe somebody mowing doesn't think, well, I'll take a shortcut around that condenser and blow it right into it.
Yeah,
it doesn't operate as well. Makes electrical bill go up, and they premature failure.
So you need to get them checked out. They can call you guys, 800 Air Repair, and say, hey, I want to make sure that everything's cleaned up, tuned up. My bill's a little higher. I better get the air filters switched out and everything else.
Right,
and
right.
You'll set them up and book them. You're still, by the way, looking for good, hardworking people if they want to apply at Lands, aren't you?
That is correct.
Okay.
That is correct.
You could use some HVAC people, I guess, huh?
Yeah, it's been a run on air conditioners, and some people may think, well, maybe it's halfway, summer's half over, believe it or not. Why would I do it now? Might as well wait till next year. But as long as it's done once a year, doesn't matter if it's August or May.
Yep.
The main thing is get it done.
Get her done, and you'll like it. It's amazing what it can do for your bill, and then peace of mind as well. Anyway, kudos to your fine worker, man. They're really, really good.
Yep, thank you.
You're the man. How do people get you?
1-800-AIR-REPAIR or LandsInc.com.
Hey, if you need me to come back and work for you, I notice you haven't checked in with me as far as doing that again, so I'm kind of starting to feel like I hurt you.
We're saving the special one for you.
All right, my friend. Thank you, Troy.
Talk to you soon.
See ya, Troy Lands. Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. You see him waving on the back of those rainbow-colored trucks. Okay, Stephanie Pratt, the realtor of the Rocks, Coldwell Banker, Real Estate Group, ESPN's Tan Karp, giving you a chance to rock out 2018 80s Rock Concert Series. Just a few more days to do this. In fact, the Whitesnake Concert July 11 next week. Northerly Island, Chicago, grand prize winner selected Monday, July 9. Listen today, 4 to 6,
for Taeyan Karp for a chance to win for Stephanie Pratt, the realtor that rocks. We're getting ready for Mile at the Pines. What is that, 17? 17 days away. You can come run a mile here at the Pines at Urbana. Beautiful area for businesses and just hanging around. Why don't you get registered at mileatthepines.com? The Atkins Group, Adams Outdoor Advertising, Body and Soul, Carl Red Bicycle Ice Cream, Riggs Beer Company, Buffon Salon, Meyer, Country Arbors Nursery, Reynolds Towing, supporting our event Sunday, July 22nd at 6 p.m. Entry fees will help Champaign-Urbana Schools Foundation. Register now at mileatthepines.com. We will try and talk to Dr. Susan Zola, who has a little challenge going on with Don Owen over at Urbana School District, all again to benefit the CU Schools Foundation. So I'll try and catch up with Dr. Susan Zola, Unit 4 Superintendent, next hour. All right, one more thing before we get to your Fox News and local news here at the top of the hour. RadioRefunds.com, where we save you money. You really can't not buy some of these. We are officially sold out of Old Orchard, but we still have Arrowhead and Western Bowl. You can get $50 gift cards for $25. Humble Hog and Harvest Ale House, two great restaurants in Paxton, worth the drive. $25 gift cards for $12.50. City Girl Yogurt, University of Cunningham, Urbana, $30 gift cards for $15. We've got Pie's the Limit, wonderful place, Village at the Crossing. You can load up that pizza. Pie's the Limit, $10 gift cards for $6. Smoked Food Truck, $20 for $10. And Steeple Coffee House, Downtown Square Monticello, just off Downtown Square Monticello. Owner Marty Gortner, I've got $10 gift cards for $5. All right, so go to RadioRefunds.com and take advantage of that. All right, we're going to break for the news. Come right back. I am Stevie J. It is Thursday, July 5, 2018. Hope you had a great 4th. Back with news next, 7:56.
Are you looking to outfit your organization or company in T-shirts or professional attire? Game Day Spirit specializes in custom corporate apparel with brands like Nike, Under Armour, Cutter & Buck, and more. Game Day Spirit guarantees high-quality screen printing and embroidery with on-time delivery and is a local, small business right here in Champaign. Game Day Spirit wants to work with you to upgrade your look. Email sales@gamedayspirit.com to set up a meeting and receive a quote.
Hey, Cardinals fans, make your way to Busch Stadium the weekend of July 13th, 14th, and 15th. That weekend, the Cardinals host the Cincinnati Reds, and it's loaded with great giveaways for both the adults and the kids. On Friday, July 13th, it's the Cardinals Cowboy Hat Giveaway. Saturday, July 14th, celebrate Adam Wainwright's 2017 Silver Slugger Award with a unique Wainwright bobblehead that highlights that award. On Sunday, July 15th, adults will take home the baseball tote bag, and the kids receive their very own Fred Bird Kids hooded towel. That's the weekend of July 13th, 14th, and 15th. The giveaways are a Cardinals cowboy hat, the Adam Wainwright bobblehead, the Cardinals tote bag that highlights baseball stitches, and the Fred Bird Kids hooded towel. It's all coming up, so get to St. Louis to see the Cardinals face the Reds. Tickets available at cardinals.com/promotions. There's only one, Cardinals baseball.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Over the years, I've loved leading groups on cruises and travel adventures all over the world. So much so, we started our own company. Introducing Stevie J Travel, a travel company dedicated to the best group travel anywhere you want to go. Maybe it's St. Louis or New Zealand or Cape Horn or a trip to the Galapagos. We specialize in group travel. That's all we do. And we put together an experienced team of travel experts like Mary Beth Karasik, former director of Busey Pillar Club, and Bill Owen, former owner of Franklin Travel, who has done over $200 million in group travel in his career. If you're interested in having us organize your next trip, just contact us or join us for one of ours, like Larry Canfer's wonderful trip to Ireland in September and our trip to Asia this January. Just go to steviejtravel.com for all the information. That's steviejtravel.com. Where do you want to go? Lieutenant Rich Searles and Skip Frost remember Harley Rutledge.
He's the kind of guy that makes you a better person. He's the kind of guy that you remember. You know, some people can be kind of forgettable in life. He was not.
Very true. A razor-sharp wit. I remember everything about Harley. And razor-sharp wit, but very self-deprecating. You know, in the police community, it's not rare that we give each other quite a bit of grief.
It was an accident. It was like on a dock, and he fell, and heartbreaking.
I miss him. He was a wonderful human being, and I think about him often.
His wife, Mandy, and his two children, Hannah and Dylan, it was very much sent shock through the entire community. I'll never forget that, and, you know, a better guy I never met.
Law Enforcement Official of the Month brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, callsktoday.com.
You're listening.